From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information. Barack Obama wins, but the mustard yellow shirt guy remains standing. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Wednesday, June 4th, 2008. Who is this mustard yellow shirt guy we speak of?
We were both captivated by the same fellow. You know, he was standing right behind Hillary Clinton as she was giving her not quite a concession speech. And he was, to use a phrase, geeked out. He loved everything she was saying. He loved the
It was the end of the world. Raising his hands in the air.
He reveled in every mundanity. Like, and you could go to our website at, and he mouthed, HillaryClinton.org. That guy. Here's my theory on Mustard Yellow Shirt Guy.
What is it?
That he was like the number one Hillary fan. But they knew they could never put her behind her because everyone would be saying, who the heck's that guy? So when it's all over, they're like, all right, Charlie.
Now's your moment, yeah. Buddy. This is your big moment.
And imagine the shirt they had him change out of.
Oh, gosh.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
Well, this hour of the show is chock-a-block, filled up, jam-packed. And aside from Mustard Yellow Shirt Guy, we are going to travel to Italy, where this hour mafia turncoats are being gunned down before they could testify.
Ugh. Also, today marks the 50th anniversary of the New York Roadrunners. It's one of the biggest running clubs in the country and the world. They held a 50th anniversary 5-miler race this morning on the wet streets of Central Park. The CEO from Roadrunners will be by later this hour to talk about the influence and the history of the club.
Beep, beep. All that plus abandoned horses, a meeting of the BPP book club, and the Clinton campaign boil down to 5 minutes, like we said, jam-packed. But first, today's headlines.
Tonight, I can stand here and say that I will be the Democratic nominee for the President of the United States of America.
After one of the longer and tighter presidential nominating contests in decades, Barack Obama has claimed victory and made history.
The victory, it took the final two primaries in the nation, Montana and South Dakota, plus 389 superdelegates, to give Obama the claim to the Democratic Party's nomination. Obama's overall delegate total is now 2154. It's 36 more delegates than he needed to win, which means he has indeed won.
As for the history, Barack Obama is the first African-American candidate to win a major party's nomination.
Obama addressed nearly 20,000 jubilant supporters in St. Paul, Minnesota last night.
This is our time.
Doesn't that speech sound a little familiar?
Goonies never say die. Down here, it's our time. It's our time down here.
Our time to turn the page on the policies of the past.
Yeah, I thought so.
I knew he channeled MLK. I never knew. The Goonies. Obama said he and the Democratic Party are better off because of the stiff competition he faced from all the Democrats vying for the nomination, especially Senator Hillary Clinton.
She has made history not just because she's a woman who has done what no woman has done before, but because she is a leader who inspires millions of Americans with her strength, her courage, and her commitment to the causes that brought us here tonight.
For her part, Clinton did not concede the victory to Obama.
This has been a long campaign, and I will be making no decisions tonight.
Yesterday, Clinton said she is open to being Obama's vice presidential running mate, and according to the New York Times, the two did speak on the phone late last night. An Obama staffer told the New York Times that Obama renewed his offer to sit down when it makes sense for you. But there are no plans for that meeting yet.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.